Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I think his ability from that position, the core guy, is a talented player. It's just going to be a leader on special teams as a core guy. You need those four phase players that just bring that toughness, that toughness that every time you cover a kick, he's going to be a guy they're going to have to circle all week. I mean, it's a guy they're going to have to double team. He's going to be accounted for, but it's his ability to get off blocks and free up other guys and leadership, bring a lot of guys along. You know, it's so much a special team is just playing with effort and energy. He'll bring that 100%. And then his ability to lead the guys, man, whether it's on a Tuesday having a punt meeting, you know, those guys get together and to lead that meeting and to take charge of the core group, he's going to be a guy that I'm going to rely on a ton.
Yeah. And then to follow up, you talked about the kicking competition. You've also got one at punter with Corey Vedvik now here to kind of challenge Corey Bohorquez. In regards to Vedvik, he's had a sort of a tough go of it here in his NFL career thus far. What was it about him that made you say that, you know, we think he's best at punter? And, you know, how do you kind of size up that competition, I guess, between those two guys?
I mean, Corey Vedvik, he is a very talented kid. We had the opportunity to bring him in for a workout towards the end of the season. And I remember him lining up a 70-yard kick and then punting after that and just with big ball punts. And so he is a guy that is loaded with talent, big leg. We just got to develop his consistency. I know he's improving. Nobody works harder. I mean, that kid is he was staying down there in Alabama and training with some guys. And literally a couple weeks ago, he got up and rented an Airbnb close to Reed Ferguson down there in Georgia. So he is a guy that will do whatever he can. He's picking Reed's brain. He's having, I know Reed has him over, for dinner. And Reed's really taken, this group, every single one of them under their wing and just providing some leadership. So all of them are kind of, relying on him a ton. So I think Corey, I think he is a guy who's really going to, push a Corey Bohorquez. A Corey Bohorquez is the same as Steve, right? It's his job to lose. He is loaded with talent, but we just need a little more consistency out of him. I've seen more, I believe that Corey is doing whatever he can to do to make be better. I know he's ordered a jugs machine and is able to catch punts off that. I know at some point he wants to go meet up with Reed and work with him. So everybody's kind of, Reed is bringing it all together by himself and really just organizing all those guys, and they're all relying on. So I think we have a very good competition, not only at the kicker position, but at the punter position, that when it's all said and done, I think we'll have a really good guy. It's really going to be a real, asset for our team.
Thank you, Heath.
No problem.
Hey, one more quick one, Heath. I was talking to Lorenzo Alexander 2 weeks ago, and one of the things that came up was how much he missed Tywan Jones last year. And I wanted to ask you, if you've been able to kind of dive into the tape on Tywan, your familiarity with him, and what he's going to add now back in the mix.
Yeah, well, first off, Zoe, I miss Zoe tremendously. Zoe He's actually been sitting in some of my meetings and chiming in, and he's going to be a valuable resource for us. Again, I'm going to miss him on the field. I'm going to miss him in meetings, you know, as a player, but he's going to be a valuable guy that I told him he can come in the meetings anytime he wants. And I, like I said, I love that guy. As far as Taiwan is a guy that obviously I've watched over the years, you know, going back to his Oakland days. I mean, I've watched him and targeted him for a long time, kind of same as Tyler, you know, as Tyler, but he is, you know, we played him, of course, the last game of the season last year. And he was a guy that, you know, same thing. We had to target him all week going, this is their best gunner. He is a talented player that we got to find a way to stop. The same thing and as is on his punt return. You very rarely see a guy that is from the running back position that can line up outside as a corner on punt return and hold up a guy one-on-one. So, again, a talented player. You know, when we had the opportunity to bring him back, Brandon Bean, you know, reached out to me and said, would we want him back? I'm like, are you kidding me? That's not even a question. I would take him back in a heartbeat. He's a guy, you could see the players, you know, gravitate to him. They love him. They're super fired up to have him back. All the guys who played with him, you know, years ago. And even, you know, I've even had many conversations with Lee Smith, who had him in Oakland and just, you know, thinks the world of him. So he's a guy, again, with him and Saran on the outsides, you know, as my, you know, penetrating fives and gunners. We have two very, very good gunners that are really going to, you know, control it on the outside for our cover units.
Hey, Heath, Sal Capaccio again. You know, when you're in a fantasy football draft and Stoneman steals the guy right before you, that's what Perino just did for my Taiwan Jones question. So, but it does give me a chance here. I do want to ask you, hey, what's your thoughts on Reed's brother, Blake, getting drafted by a division rival? I'm sure you've gotten to know the family a little bit and how crazy and cool that is.
Yeah, I love Blake. I love their family. You know, I was super excited. Of course, I spent some time with him down there at the Senior Bowl. He comes up all the time, you know, throughout his college, you know, college year, whenever they had a bye week or something. So I've got to know Blake really well. And then even leading up to it, you know, I had a feeling Danny would, you know, pick him. I think that's a great spot for him. I'm going to hate to play against him, of course, because I think he's very, very talented. He's just like Reed. We love Reed. And Blake is just as talented. And like I remember talking to Reed, you know, leading up to the draft. And I know at some point there was thought that it didn't cross our mind that Danny would pick him up. And I think, you know, it's a great opportunity. You know, I know Reed learned a ton from Danny. And I think it could be a great thing for Blake, because I think Danny's a talented coach that has a ton of knowledge and was able to help train Reed and get him ready for the NFL. And I think he's going to do the exact same with Blake. And Blake will play for a long time. And I just wish he didn't have to play those two games against us.
Thanks.
Hey, Heath, it's Jay again with the Buffalo News. I was going to ask you just overall about your first season as a coordinator last year. You know, you guys had some miscues. You know, I think the New England game, the missed kick against the Cleveland game. What is maybe the biggest thing that you learned from your first season as being a coordinator?
I think just be more aggressive. I think to sit back and let things happen to us. And that's part of my progression. And kind of what I was referring to earlier is part of my progression was to be more aggressive, you know, to kind of figure out a way to not be on my heels, you know, as a young coordinator, make sure we're aggressive and taking advantage of when we see situations. You know, those are two ops that I'd like to have back. But I guess I just look at it more positive, and I felt like, you know, there was a ton of positives that we could take out from last season. You know, that we did some really good stuff as a unit.
And then in regards to Andre Roberts, you know, he makes the Pro Bowl, but I know he was pretty disappointed that he wasn't able to break one. Do you feel like with some of the additions of Tyler, of Taiwan, that you're maybe a little bit closer to getting him to have that game-breaking touchdown play?
Yeah, I mean, I think adding those guys will help. You guys probably hear this all the time, but, you know, we were so close on a handful of those returns. We're one step away that we're, you know, you're inches away from breaking it. And I'd love to. And, you know, that's one thing we've talked about a ton is figuring out a way to make sure we can get them loose just to get them to the next level of getting them to score. You know, one of our goals in the return game is score, set up a score. And Dre has made a point to tell me that he wants me to take off to set up the score. You know, he said, let's just take that portion off. So it's an emphasis. And, it's something that I studied all off season and, you know, in my studies of how can I figure out a way to break him free and to make sure he gets to that next level to score.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.